Good morning. Good morning. I'm very thankful for this opportunity to come here and this morning. Keep moving. Behind this this lesson is that a few family and I were living in Colorado Springs. One of my uncles was murdered, and it was a very obstacle for us to overcome. Before I continue, I would like to read a quote from. Now it says, "Nobody is going hard. You can hit. It's a hard word. I'm going to say that one more time. Life, but it isn't how hard you can hit. It's and keep moving forward." Morning. The first and in the Bible, and then the second part is to show how each their obstacle. So let's look at the first part of my lesson. So the first part, this example of someone who faced. If you want to go ahead, turn your Bible to Job for just a moment. Job chapter 1. Job had a good life. He had a lot of animals, servants, he had a wife, and he had. This went south for Job. 13 tells us of Job's obstacle in his. Starting in verse 13, "Now there was a day when his sons and brother's house. Plowing in the dark upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword." I get to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants. While he was yet speaking, there came and made a raid on those and took them and struck them down. Edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking. Great wind came across the wilderness and the young people." And then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. And he said, "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and God has taken away. Blessed be the name of charge God with any wrong." Chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 7 there. And this sort of obstacle got even worse. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job of his foot to the crown of his head, scraped himself with as he sat in the ashes. You see Job here face an obstacle here in his life. He was living a good life, but then all of a sudden, he loses. He uses his money. And on top of that, he has his head. And we'll see later how Job handled moving forward. The next is an example of someone who faith treated him very poorly. 37, we'll start there in just a second. Joseph was his father's favorite son. He was from his father, but his brothers did not feel the same. Genesis chapter 30, his brothers treated him. Verse 8, "And before he came near, they conspired against, said to one another, 'Here comes his dreamer. Come now. Then he will say, see what will become of his dream.' And saying, 'Let us not take his life. Throw him into the pit where here in the wilderness.' Took him out of their hand and restored him. They stripped him of his robe, the robe threw him into a pit, and the pit was empty. Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, coming from Gilead, with their camels bearing gum. Then Judas concealed his blood. Come, let us sell him to the hand not be upon him, for he is our brother, our own. Brothers listened to him. The Midianite traders and lifted him out of the. They took Joseph. His brothers sold him to slavery, and they lied to his father of their sight. In Egypt, that he eventually see his brothers again. Joseph was able to overcome that obstacle. David. Now David is the third obstacle. He committed a multitude of sins. David had you want to turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel, and we'll start there. 2 Samuel describes David's downfall. It happened late one afternoon when of the king's house. A woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful. And inquired about the woman, and one said, "Is not the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And she came to him, and he lay with her from her uncleanliness. Then she conceived, and she sent and told David. Now the reason this scenario interests but on the roof bathed. And so when the servant goes and he says, "Isn't this Bathsheba Uriah? Isn't this woman belong to Uriah? Belong to someone else?" He is wrong. As this Bathsheba becomes pregnant, to tell Joab to send. So that he can tell him to go lay with his wife. And David was like, "Why don't you just go home?" Uriah didn't go home. And so then he decided, okay, drunk, and then make him go home. Words of Ryan Hasty, he said, "Uriah, to get him out the picture, David away." Later we'll see how this obstacle and keep moving forward. Strength. If you want to turn your just a moment, Judges chapter 16. Was Samson's obstacle. Guarding the secret of his strength, she come back and said, "Why won't you tell me your secret?" He tells the secret of his strength. God leaves Samson. Judges chapter 16 and starting this happened in Samson's life. 15, and she said, "How can you say I love you? You taught me these three times. You have not..." And when she pressed him hard with her words day after day, his soul was vexed to death. "And you never come upon my head. If my head is weak and be like any other man." Told her all his heart, she sent and called the Lord again, "For he has told me all his heart." The money in their hands. Called a man and had him shave off the seven locks to torment him, and his strength left him. "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke. "Myself free." And we'll see later how Samson. The last person we're going to look at is the fifth example of someone facing an obstacle. Tribulations and persecutions. 11. We'll start there in just. We have to remember that Paul was a great man. But during his time serving the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting. To my shame, whatever anyone else dares to, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they servants? Talking like a madman. With countless beatings and often near times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes. Times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Day I was adrift at sea. In danger from robbers. Danger from Gentiles. Danger in the city. Danger at sea. And danger from sleepless night. And hunger. And exposure. His obstacle. So now I want to flip over to of my lesson and show how each man was able to. So the first man we looked at lost everything. Servants, his money, he lost his 10 children, and on top boils from the bottom of his feet to the top. But notice Job's response in Job says, in all of this, God with any wrong. 5 and verse 11, James chapter 5 verse 11, where James speaks of Job here. Behold, you have heard of the steadfast of the Lord, how the Lord. Job never that he faced. Instead, he kept moving, kept pursuing God. There are we are not prepared for. Obstacles, and it's up to us how we deal with that obstacle. Christians, as human beings, are going to suffer loss. Deal with that obstacle. God, why are you doing this to me? Followed all of your commandments, and why am I the one suffering? Or we can say, God, I believe in you. And this is just a part of life. There is a better life. The application I want you to take away from suffers loss. Or we encounter things that we but we have to keep moving forward. Allow us to lose our faith. That was Joseph. Now Joseph's obstacle lies in deceit. Jealous of Joseph because of the love and favoritism. So to get rid of him, his robe, and they sold him into slavery. Have it. The brothers encountered Joseph a few obstacles set in front of him for what they did. And if you want to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 45, sort of tells us when. Starting in verse 4, so Joseph said, and they came near. Into Egypt. And now don't be because you sold me here. For God said serve life. For the famine has been in the waters in which there will be neither plow. Me before you to preserve for you many survivors. As Christians and as human beings, especially sinning against you. And then they'll do it over and over again. That's it. That's it. I'm not forgiving you. Well, think back to the Israelites. Constantly sin against God to continuously forgive them. An application you can take from Joseph is that, especially if you do not have the willingness, you have to forgive so that God, don't hold that grudge, forgive and keep. The third person we looked at was David. Now when David faced his sin with Bathsheba and tried to with the story, and he said that and Nathan tells David, you are the man. You are the man in this story. Allowed sin to creep. Now if any of you have seen a quote from it real quick. And it says, allows people to live a life free of trouble because God. Their sin is like a jail cell. It doesn't seem to until one day, time runs, door slams shut, and suddenly, David needed to shut. So David realized that he against the Lord. 12 and verse 13, where it says, David against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord, he sins, and he kept moving forward. The application we can draw from David is that temptation entrap us like a jail cell. Face this obstacle, and we need to keep fall short of the glory of God moving forward. The fourth person we looked at is Samson. It's cool that we can consider a blind side. Delilah. Deceived Samson. Went behind his back, his strength, calling the guards in to arrest him. All just for money. All this. Of his sins. His strength one more time. The palace and killed more Philistines in his death. Judges chapter 16. In this sort of Judges chapter 16 and verse 20, called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, and please strengthen me only this once. My two eyes. House rested, and he leaned his weight against the one and his left hand on the other. And said the Philistines, then he bowed with all his strength who were in it. See, I killed. We're going to have friends or determined to deceive us because they either don't like us. For those people, because things that they want. For those of you, he's an NBA All-Star. He recently, excuse me, Alabama football team, and he And he was talking about things that don't need to be in your life. Editing the distraction life. If people who are leading us to sin and who are into God's will, the application we can receive going to face an obstacle where we might truly love and we're blinded that they're using us for their own going to be everywhere. Could be your sister, your sister. Don't let anyone or make you feel that you can't accomplish anything in God as we should. Keep moving forward. And the last person we looked at was Paul. Now, Paul was a zealous man, a man who always preached God's word. Paul was whipped, he was mocked, he was imprisoned, and many more horrible things. He had to face many, many obstacles that come in form. People who want us to stop. Sinning and just for us to sit there and be and to not say a word. Chapter 1, starting says, Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. It is my eager expectation that and hope that I. But that with full my body, whether by Jesus Christ, and to die is gain. There is a song lyric I want to read real quick. Take your life, but not what you believe in. Not what you believe in. No matter how much persecution we face, will put us down, tear us apart, or threaten our lives. We stay true to what we believe in. Keep moving forward. We are going to face many that these men endured during their lifetime. He will never give you too much to handle. He will never can't overcome. Chapter 10 and verse 13 says, it is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. That you may be able. I said in the beginning, one of my uncles was murdered in Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't remember exactly where he was. Downtown, and he was shot in the head. For me, you know, when I went upstairs to go to check on, my mom was sitting against the wall, and that hurt me. And that hurt me. I was always thinking of these hurt. I hope this man sucks. For why he's hurting my family. I want him. He dies. I hope he suffers. Leaving behind a I hope. I had to remember these five lessons that these. Like Job, I must realize that bad. I must trust God. Like Joseph, like David, I must repent, even me, Lord, and seek His forgiveness through Jesus. And strengthen God and trust, And like Paul, I must stay focused on the reward and always continue to pursue God. We have to remember that without God, come. But that choice to this obstacle to come and to overcome it, allow this obstacle to come and give up. This morning, if you are not an obstacle in your life, moving forward, that first step in overcoming that eyes and that water is ready for you. And you have trouble moving forward, ask for forgiveness and ask you now as we stand and sing.